Chapter 3.
No!
Jason's desperate cry sliced through the morning air. The rising sun burned fiercely in his eyes. He raced into the field, stumbling blindly through the grass. He had only taken a few frantic steps when he slipped. He stretched out his arms, but it wasn't enough. With a sudden whump, he fell face first into the mud. Springing to his feet, he brushed off his face enough so that he could see. Then he ran to the hole Fred had sunk into. When he got there, he stopped short. It was much bigger and deeper than it had looked from a distance. A full-grown person could fit into the opening easily. He squatted by the edge and looked in.
"Fred?"
he called out.
"Fred, Fred, Fred,"
was his answer, the echo of his own voice. Echo? Jason stared into the hole, which was the darkest black he'd ever seen. Like the black in his dream. How could there have been an echo? Dirt and mud would absorb sound, not bounce it back. Unless there was something else down there besides dirt and mud. Thoughts jumbled through Jason's mind. Should he call the police? No, they would just laugh. Should he get his parents? They would tell him to get another frog. That left only one choice. Jason knew it was crazy. But crazy problems needed crazy solutions, so Jason decided to do it. He jumped.
Yeah!
The scream tore up from his lungs. He was falling, falling, picking up speed, as if he were in a race to the center of the earth. The darkness gulped him up, and he saw nothing below him.
Swish!
Suddenly, there was something underneath him, something like a slide in a playground. The cool, curved metal chute guided him on a sloping path downward. At the end of the slide, there was a shaft of dim light. He tumbled end over end, finally dropping through a hole. With a painful thump, he landed on a hard, cold floor. As he stood up, his bare feet tingled with the cold. His breath came in small, white puffs. A steady drip, drip, drip echoed off the polished granite walls. The glowing metal chest was nowhere to be seen, and neither was Fred. Jason looked up to see the walls disappear high into the darkness. That was strange. The ceiling was pitch black, but the room glowed with the same bizarre greenish color as the chest. The light seemed to be coming from within the walls themselves. He turned around and saw tunnels leading in different directions. Fred must have gone into one of them, but which?
Psst!
Jason's heart skipped a beat. The sudden hissing sound made him leap with fright. He spun around. There was something in front of the tunnel to his far right. He squinted against the glare of the walls. It was long and low, and it pulsated with a low, rumbling sound. A vehicle of some sort. Jason carefully walked closer. Suddenly, a wing door opened on the driver's side. Jason froze. Out stepped a person. Actually, humanoid was more like it. It wore a shining bodysuit with a bubble helmet, and in its right hand, pointed straight at Jason, was a gleaming metal gun.